Shimnota. Yeah, again, we learn also the Marj of Yosi. Shimnota v'hivruch. If you did take this seed from Arla, this egg goes from Arla, then you planted it, v'hivruch, you grafted it, v'hirkav, also put the vines into the ground, make it grow up again. Muta, then it's muta. So, of course, the kasha of Yosi. Here you see Rabbi Yosi holds, zevazagar mis muta. So I'll tell you, maybe you want to tell me like this. Shani leather Rabbi Yosi, the difference to Rabbi Yosi, then shar isurin, liyavodas kechavim. Maybe true, by shar isurin, like by Orla, there he admits that Zev is a germ is muta. He's only machme here by the yisav and avoid the zara. But here, by this atzei ashera, here we said the leaves that fall down, since it also fertilizes the ground, what grows is asa. Zev is a germ is asa. Maybe only by the yisav and avoid the zara, and not by shar isurin. So tomorrow, is this true? Umi shonilei is a difference. Umi shonilei v'atani v'lerb like this. Soda shenizdavlo bezevlavos kechavim, a field that you fertilized with fertilizer from avodah zarah, from this davlo of avodah zarah.
Just say what this is. Yeah.
If you took it from the takubas of avodah zarah or from the avodah zarah itself, you have.
Yeah.
The same thing, pour, if you have a cow. Shenispatmo v'kashini avodas kechavim. You fanned it by giving it food from a takruba savayda zara, or else from this food that they worshipped. So you made your cow fatter from it. So locker is, toni chod, the one price we learned, soda tizara. This field, since you fertilized it with fertilizer of avodah zara, it's also to have ano, you have to let it stay waste that year. You can't use it. Pora tishachet. You have to shech the animal right now. It's also ano. You can't have ano from it. No, but different here. Just the opposite. Well, Tanichot again. Soda Tizra. This field Tizra means you could see it, you could use it.
Yes.
Right. Because it's called Zev is a Germ is Muta.
Yeah.
You fertilize the ground, but if you see it now, what's causing the seeds to grow? The ground and the fertilizer. That Zev is a Germ is Muta. The same thing, Parah Tishachet. You could take this fat Parah right now and shecht it and use it. Have a gnaw from it. Again, because the Zev is a Gerim.
Oh.
It's not Ben, the Avodah Zarah. It's not here. You don't see the Avodah Zarah. It became part of the animal. It became part of the ground. But since you do not see it Ben, it's only a Zev is a Gerim, it's Mutta. That's one Brysa. For Tony, either another Brysa learned, Sode Tova. No, this field here, Tova means let it stay waste. Rashi says, Achetichlem imeno kol shvach hazevel. If all the fertilizer goes away, it's ruined. Let it stay waste this year. The same thing, Pora Tirzeh. Let this cow become weak, Rashi Tichokesh, as you fattened it with food from Avodah Zarah, so now wait until the par becomes weak. Let that fat go away. Why? Because Zev is a Germ is also. So my love, isn't it, Ho Reb Yosi, Vo Rabbonin, that this is Reb Yosi and this is the Rabbonin. So Rashi, my love, Ho Diktoni, Soda Tizra, Reb Yosi, the Shemin Le Diyom Agabi Orla, Zev is a Germ is Muta, So Achinami, Tizri, light a plant here also. V'yazroyim gedilim, ayyadei zevel, the yisra v'kakadeta. And the Avaminu is, the one that says it's muta b'ano here is Rabbi Yosi. Just like he says by Orla, that it's muta, that you allow what grows. It's muta, zevel zegerm is muta. Here also, by this field, the one that says Tizri, the light a plant it right now, is the same Rabbi Yosi.
Yeah.
So who you see, even by the yisra avoy the zara, Rabbi Yosi also says, zevel zegerm is muta. So why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yosi say it's also the plant underneath its Atzei Asherah? It's down north from Avodah Zarah, but here we see even by Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yosi holds its Mutta Bano. The Zeb is a Gerim. So Mora says no. Mora says maybe my love, even Rabbi Yosi or Rabban must lie. I'll tell you this Machlokes is new Machlokes over here. Loi, ho Reb Lezav or Rabbanin. It could be according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not Mutta. Rabbi Yosi was only matter by Orla. By Orla, he says, Zev is a Germ is Muta. And really, the Zev is a Germ by Orla, it's Machlokes in the two Pshatim in Rashi, where it means the first seed itself, or even the second growth.
Right.
But maybe it's only Muta by Orla, but by Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yosi holds it's also. Who's this Man Yom that says here by Avodah Zarah? It's Muta? Maybe it's Reb Lezer. So Mora says, Hi Reb Lezer Rabbanu, which Machlokes of Reb Lezer and Rabbanu do you want to say that Zev is a Germ is Muta, even by Avodah Zarah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Reb Lezav Rabbonim this sor, we have a machlokes by sor, by sourdough, this non, we're not like this. Sor shel chulin b'shel truma. You have two parts of the sourdough that falls into regular dough, and you want to make the dough rise, you're using it as yeast. So you have part of it is shel chulin, that's okay, but part of this sor, the sourdough, is made from truma. Shenof l'toich isa, and fell now into a big dough. And now these two pieces are making this dough rise. Now, loy b'zekadei l'chametz, for loy b'zekadei l'chametz. Neither piece of the sourdough by itself is sufficient to make it rise. You need both of them together. Now, but it's time for these two pieces, half of chulin and half of truma, fell in together into this dough. When it's time for together, they work together, b'chimtzu, and they make it rise. This b'chur is called the zev b'zekarim. The truma by itself is not enough to make it rise. It needs the chulin also. So there are two things here making it rise. Really, as far as the truma itself would go, would be gotel b'rayv. There's enough more than 100 here to be mevatlet. There's only a svara that since it's a gerim, it caused it to rise. It's like a maimid, it won't be bottle. But now the question is it a maimid or not? By itself, it can make it rise. You need the chulin also. So it's called the zev is a gerim. There are two things that are causing it to rise. So it says here, the Reb Lezer says, Achor Achron Anibo. I go after the last one. Whatever the last one was, that's also. If the last one was truma, it becomes also. If the last one was chulin, it becomes mutav. But as he goes bosa the achron is mevato, the first one. V'chomer v'chomer say no. Bein shenofal isla chatchila. Doesn't make a difference whether the truma fell in first. Or bein shenofal isla tzerf, whether the truma fell in left. Last. Einay osa. Still this dough is not osa. Achiheba kadeh lechamitz. Until from the truma alone you have enough to make it rise. But since here, from the sourdough of the truma, it's not enough to make it rise, it has to come on to the sourdough of the chulin, so it's always called the zev as a gurim. There are two things here making it rise, so zev as a gurim is mutta. Even though it's a gurim, but we hold its bottle. So here you see the chum hold, zev as a gurim is mutta. And the chur Reb Lezer is the one that says, zev as a gurim is asa. So maybe the mandiyom that says va'avoyd zorah here that zev is a gerim planting is also goes according to Reb Lezer, but not according to Reb Yossi. Maybe Reb Yossi holds even va'avoyd zorah it's muta bano zev is a gerim is muta. Now v'yom Rabbi Abaye says loishanu, like when even according to Reb Lezer, when do we say that Reb Lezer holds you go bosa achrin, meaning if the last one to fall in was the chulin, then it's muta. He only says that Elisha called down Vesilikas Isser. It's only first when the truma fell in, you right away took away the truma. Now falls in chulin. So in such a case, he says it's muta. Avo but loy called down Vesilikas Isser. In the case where you did not take away the sourdough of the truma, the sourdough, the sor of the truma is still in there, and now later fill another portion of sor from chulin, then osser it's osser. Why? Because Reb Lezer, zev is a gerim, it's also. Even though the sourdough, the sor of the truma by itself, cannot make it rise, it needs the other portion of the chulin, but together they make it rise. This is considered zev is a gerim. You see, according to Abaya, Reb Lezer holds zev is a gerim, it's also. So it could be the bright, the Mishnah bright before, that says the avodah zarah, it's also, is also Reb Lezer. But the Rabbanan say it's mutter, it's mutter. So Mar says no. Umimai, who told you that this is the Pshat in Reb Lezer? Mimai, the time when the Reb Lezer could Abaye, who says Abaye is right when he says that according to Reb Lezer, if the sourdough of Truma would be there, it would always be also, because Zev is a Gurm is also. Maybe no. Dilma, maybe time with the Reb Lezer, Mishum, the Achron Anibo. Reb Lezer holds a new Shita. He holds Zev is a Gurm is not also. There's no mile of Zev is a Gurm. Even though first the sourdough of Truma fell in, and it's still there. But now, secondly, he holds a svara maybe, go bosa achron anibo. That means like this, igmiri bi yisura. It first fell in the chulin, and then second fell in the Truma. So he considers it like it's the Truma that's causing it to rise now. Therefore, asura, it's not called a zev as a gerim. He holds a svara, what falls in second, the last one, that's what causes it to rise. So if it's truma that fell in last the yisur, it's also, because that's the whole gurim, that's the whole maimid. But vigomah b'hetero, in the case where first the portion of sourdough of truma fell in, and that it by itself cannot make it rise. Now another portion like that fell in of chulin, and now it's rising. So the reason why it's smuta is not because there is a gurim, because the new svar of gomah b'hetero, the last thing that falls in, that's what causes it to rise. So instead of the heter was something, right? Mutarim. Bein soko, bein lokai. She wouldn't make a difference whether you took away the truma or not. Even though the truma is there, still according to Rabbi Elazar, it could be its muta. In other words, he does not hold this svaro, zev is a garm is also. That's not his svaro. Zev is a garm by itself would be muta maybe. We don't know what he holds. But here it's a new sharli. He holds when two things fall in, one after another, the last one is a garm. That's what's causing it to rise. So if it's heter, it's heter. If it's isra, it's isra. That's Rabbi Elazar's svaro. But you have no proof he holds zev is a garm is also. So it won't help us. We want to find the man diyam that holds zev is a garm is also. It's not going to help us.
There's no difference
to this. Yeah. Ela Reb Lezer Rabbanim, like we'll see the next Mishnah or Gemara Psachim. It's not learned like this. Notal heimenu eitzim. Yeah, this atzei asherah. This tree that the goyim worship, so the tree is also bano. Now somebody comes and takes off branches from it. And so it's asur bano. You can't use it for fuel to have heat from it. It's also bano. But what's going to be if somebody took it and hesek bought a tanner? He put it inside the oven and heated up the oven with this wood. So it says chodesh. If it's a new oven, it wasn't used yet. So the first time you use it, you firm it. You make it strong. You like form the oven itself. So then you touch. You have to now break this oven. It was formed through Isuri Hanor. It's the heat that's coming out from the wood of the Isuri Hanor that's forming, strengthening this oven. So you have to break the oven. It's also Banor. Yosha, let's say it was an old oven already, then it was formed already. The heat now doesn't do anything to the oven itself. So then the locker is just Yutsan. Let the heat cool off. It's also to have enjoyment from this heat. But once the heat goes away, you're allowed to reuse it. What's going to be offer by a sapas? When the wood is there, when you're burning this wood of Atzei Asherah, and the heat coming out now is baking bread, so Asura Pano, we hold the bread as Asa, but no, we hold Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas. This is Sugyim Sochim, where you say this svar of Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas. So we say the Shvach of the Eitzim, like it's called the wood, gets changed into fire, into heat, and now it's the heat that's coming into the pas. We look as if the mamish, the pieces of Atzei Asherah, is in this pas. So we consider the bread asa bano. That's what our Mishnah holds. Yes, that the bread itself, it becomes asa bano. So far, that nisarvo be'acherim, let's say this bread gets mixed up into other breads, the locker of the Isuri of Avodah Zorah is not bought up rive. The Isur of Avodah Zorah is even b'namashu. Therefore, kulam asuras bano. They all remain asa bano. We have Lezer, and Lezer says in this case, yelech hanol liyamamelech. He agrees that the bread becomes asa bano. Shasio, there's a pidyon by an Isser Anor of Avodah Zorah. In other words, this bread now is also Anor true. But after was it got mixed up with other breads. Okay. Therefore he says, take the value of the money, how much this bread would have been worth, and throw it Liyam HaMelech. Like you're not having any enjoyment from the money. You're throwing it Liyam HaMelech. So like you're being poida the Isser Anor. Therefore the rest of these breads, the other 100 breads, you're allowed to sell them to a guy. It becomes Mutav HaNor. And on this, Omrullah the Chum said back to Rabbi Elazar, no, ain't pidyon le'avodas kechovim. There's no way to redeem Avodah Zorah. The Yisur Anor still remains. So this, so here, see from Rabbi Elazar that Zev is a Germ is also. Like Rabbi Elazar only says, you could be poiderit. But before you poiderit though, the bread is also. Even though there are two things causing this bread to be baked, it's the oven itself. You need the oven to hold the heat in, and then it's the heat, the fire that's coming from the wood. So it's considered zev as a gurum. There's the heat causing the bread to be baked, and there's the oven that's causing it to be baked. So it's zev as a gurum, and it's also. So see, Rabbi Elazar holds, and these Rabbanim also hold, you know, the whole Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanim both hold that the pas is also b'hanor. Rabbi Elazar only says you could be poiderit, take the value of it and throw that money into the Yam HaMelech, you can make a mutar b'hanor. So this is Rabbi Elazar that holds zev is a germ is also. Now the Gemara says if so, before we wanted to say that it's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanim. Which Rabbanim that argue on Rabbi Elazar hold that zev is a germ is mutar? From our Mishnah, we suggest the opposite, that the Rabbanim also agreed the bread is also b'hanor, that zev is a germ is also. So Gemara asks, Rabbonin the Pligyoled Reb Lezer Man Ninu. Who are these Rabbonin that before we said argue on Reb Lezer that hold Zev as a Germ is Mutter? These Rabbonin here in our Mishnah hold Zev as a Germ for sure is also. Who is which Rabbonin say it's Mutter? Elaine, if you want to tell me Rabbonin the Yates and the Rabbonin here in our Mishnah of Eitzim, Achmuri Machmiri, Fakir, they're more strict. They hold that once this bread becomes Asa Manor, there's no way to be pointed at. You can't redeem it. So they're even more strict. But they agree the bread becomes Asa Manor, because Zev is a Germ is Asa. Elo rather, Rabbonin the Sor, is the Rabbonin before of Sor. And there the Rabbonin say that the dough is Mutter. Even though there's some sourdough of Truma that fell in there, but still it was only a Zev as a Germ. The Truma by itself was not able to make it rise. You needed the dough of Chulin, the sourdough of Chulin, so it's Mutter. So those Rabbonin hold Zev as a Germ is Mutter. Tamar said no. Maybe the Rabbonin are only Mekel by Zev as a Germ by Sor, by the Easter of Truma. That Easter that Mekel was Zev as Zev. But maybe the Avodas Kechavim Mi Makili. Where do you find, before we want to say it's the Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Rabbonin, by the Yisra Avodah Zarah, whether you say Zev is a Germ is Mutter also. So which Rabbonin would even hold by Avodah Zarah it's Mutter? Elder Gemara says, the Erlem, Ho Reb Yosef Rabbonin. I'll tell you no. We're coming back to the original Teretz, maybe one goes according to Reb Yosef, one goes according to Rabbonin. And it's like this. Reb Yosef is the one that says, Zev is a Germ is also even by Avodah Zarah. So we're coming out really like this. Hor Rabban Hor Rabbi Yosi means Rabbi Yosi is the one that says it's Mutter. Look at Rashi. Hor Rashi El Yolam. Hor Diktoni saw the Tizra. That that we say this field, you're allowed to plant, you're allowed to use this field. That was this Davlo, that they fertilized it with an Avoy Dezara. I'll tell you Rabbi Yosi, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That holds Zev is a Germ is Mutter, even by Avoy Dezara. That Shemino Le Gabi Yolam, because we heard by Olo, Tiyoma that Rabbi Yosi says Mutter. The Gavavaras Gechovim the cut now. So maybe there's no difference between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says Zev is a Germ is Mutter. And the Rabbanan says Zev is a Germ is Asa. Now, the Gavavaras Gechovim, the Kabbalah that said before, Saichek Bezer L'Ruach, you could grind it up and throw it, for Loishoni Ben Avodah Gechovim L'Shari Surim. There is no difference, that it's Mutter. For time on Lav Kadesh, we don't have to come on to the answer we said before, the Ozel Yibund, because there's a bit already. No, that's not the answer. The answer is Rabbi Yosi old, Zev is a Germ is Mutter, even by Nisra, by Dezara. So it's pushing now why you could grind it up and throw the dust into the ground. Because it's a Zev is a Germ. So the only question we had was, our mission over here. With the Kashlok Rabbi Yosef, the Masnissim, the Neviyah, it's a question of Rabbi Yosef and our Mishnah. That was the whole question. Here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef says, you cannot plant underneath an Apti Asherah because the leaves fall down and they fertilize the ground. So it's a Zev is a Gerim. I was saying now Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. So I answer you, the Gemara says, Le Devrayim de Rabbonin Amrilhu. Rabbi Yosef only argues back according to the Rabbonin Shita. And he says like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Zev is a Germ is Mutter. That's the way Paskin. And even by Avoy Dezara, Zev is a Germ is Mutter. Therefore, you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the tree of the Atzi Asherah. Even though the leaves fall down, so what? It's only a Zev is a Germ is Mutter. But Rabbi Yosi means to argue back in the Mishnah means, Leditchu, he's saying back to the Rabbanan Shita. The Yamrisa that you are Shita, you yourself say, Zev is a Germ is Asa, you're telling me by Orla and by other Avoy Dezaras. That it's also to grind the Avodah Zarah and throw in the Ruach. Because Zev is a Germ is also you hold. If so, Oido Lemias, why don't you greet to me over here that after you rock it, you might say Shaman should be also. That was his kasha in the Rabbanin. How could you say you allow to plant the vegetables in the winter underneath the tree? Because there's no Hanah from the shade. But why isn't it also according to you? You haven't Hanah from the leaves. It should be Zev is a Germ should be also. So still a kasha according to you, Rabbanin is a kasha. But according to me, Rabbi Yosi, to me, Pshit, it's Mutter. I hold Zev as a Germ is Mutter. Therefore, there's no Kasha anymore. Rabbi Yosi is only saying, Aliba de Rabbonin. Now, what's the answer to the Rabbonin? For Rabbonin, to the Yomar Rav Mori, bread Rav Kana. That the answer is, because here, this Zev as a Germ is Mutter, because what Hanoh are you having from the leaves? The fact they fall off from the Atzeh Sheira, and they fertilize the ground, so you're having some one Germ. Of Hanoh from Avodah Zarah, but either Gisa, the tree is also being pagan, the plants. It's ruining the plants. The fact that it's blocking the sun. So therefore, we look as if there's no Hanoh at all from the Satya Shera. One cancels out the other one. That's why it's Mutter. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Halacha we pasul like Rabbi Yosi that Zev is a germ is muta even by Nisar Avodah Zarah. Therefore, someone who take fertilizer from an Avodah Zarah and fertilizes ground, now after it was done, it'd be muta to plant there. Because the hanoi you're having is Zev is a germ, it's the ground that's causing it to grow. And the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, we hold Zev is a germ is muta even by Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara says, Halhu Ginsa, there was a farmer, the Izdabla Bizabla Davarchavim, some of the Jewish farmer, and by mistake he fertilized his ground with fertilizer from Avodah Zarah, from the Kabonis, from a Takrubus Avodah Zarah that has Nisra Nora on it, they fertilized the ground. So Sholach Rav Amram came with Rav Yosef. He asked the Shalom, what should we do now? Could the person seed now, or does he have to wait till it let it stay waste for a year? Or Malay, you have to back. Hochi Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Halachik Rav Yosi, Paschal Rav Yosi, that Zev is a Gorm is Muta. So now that it was done, it's Muta to have Anor. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do this. Lechatchila, Sosa to take Anor. It's called you taking Anor from the Avodah Zarah. Because Bidiyeva, though, if it was done already, now that it was Nizdavlo, it's Muta to plant the ground. Mishnah. Notal Mimenu Eitzim. Let's say you pick off some leaves, some branches from the